And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Always enjoyable to put a smile on Bob's face here during the breaks. We need to talk about the real estate world. Bob Zadora, the Z-Team, Century 21, LeMack Realty with me on Fridays here inside the studio. And Bob, the real estate market here in Mountain Home has been a little bit different than the headlines we read across the country.
True. We are still a big demand spot.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of people want to come here. There's still a lot of reason to come here. You know?
Yep.
And people are looking to get away. People seem to be more aware of what's going on with the government and stuff. You know,
okay.
It's just, you know, paying their taxes, the property taxes, the sales taxes. And, you know, it's like taking a look and saying, where is this money going? Look at my city. It looks like a dump. And you're expecting me to pay all these,
mm-hmm.
all of these fees and all the other insidious little taxes that are hidden and things. And so people are kind of like, well, okay, where else can I go?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can work from anywhere.
Right.
And if you can work from anywhere, you know, God bless Asa Hutchinson, running that internet in for the schools and getting that foundation in to be able to get it every place mm-hmm. else made a huge, huge difference.
Yep.
And when people were able to come here and be online all the time, that made just truly a world of difference.
Well, I've had a few folks in here representing Next in the past, and we've talked about this on the air. There are people that are looking at houses right now in our area that are simply asking the question, do you have high-speed service?
Oh, that's
the
first, second question.
Wow.
Yeah, that's without a doubt, first, second
what
question.
What are you servicing?
You know.
Yeah.
So we look to see who the electric company is,
because
that's how we can tell for sure that if you don't have it, you're going to have it in pretty short order.
Yes,
and Mel's done a great job of getting it out to everybody as best they can. And he started with a good crew, with Mike and the boys as they were getting started with all of that. I mean, they really, really did a great job.
They knocked it out of the park. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
So, and now they're starting to take on other projects and take on bigger areas. Mm-hmm. So eventually it'll all, we'll all be under the same umbrella, being able to have that. But for right now, that's a big real estate question is, you know, who's, they don't know. They just want to know, can I get it? And then that's. We look to see who the electric provider is because that's how it's done. But people want to come here, obviously, and we talk about that all the time. I mean, between Three Rivers, Two Lakes, all the quality of life things that we have that, you know, they kind of forgot about with the rigmarole and running and gunning in the city. It's a different than literally running and gunning in most of these cities. You know, we don't have people breaking into storefronts and just taking things that aren't theirs.
Right.
I mean, just doesn't happen. I'm not going to say there's no crime, but there's, if you come from any type of metropolis, there's no crime here.
There's no crime. Yeah.
You know, they'll bounce a check. There's some dope, you know, but when you look at the sheet in the morning, the sheriff, you know, sends out people who didn't pay their fines.
Yeah.
Got to pay your fines. If you cop a plea and you say, okay, well, I'll pay this money back, then you got to pay the money back. Drunk drivers, that's probably a bigger problem than, you know, than it probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's,
you know, about
somebody
will
bounce
a
check, you know, that's it. But there's no very, I never say never, but it's very, very rare.
Well, the sense of community here is different than it is in most large cities. In large cities, you may not know those people that live around you. Here, generally, if they're not a cousin or a relative of some way, shape, or form, you've met them a couple different ways.
Yes. Oh, true.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the churches all stick together. The, you know, the different events that you read every morning, people from all different areas of the area go to these things.
Right.
And oh, you live at, oh, we used to be in blah, blah, blah. And those are the kind of things that you get in a small town that you don't have in the big cities.
Yep.
So people want to come here. The market is still moving forward. Homes that come up that are priced well and prepared, ready to go. It's not 2 years ago.
No.
Even though the prices are up, it's a different dynamic. It's the homes that are nicer homes are selling, if it's a way to put that in there like that, that hadn't been. Nobody's dumping a 3% mortgage to go someplace else for a 7.
No.
And 7.5 half the time. And if you're a first-time home buyer, God bless you, just hang in there. It's going to come back.
Yeah.
And the problem is that we're going to find as the rates fall, the demand for homes is going to grow exponentially.
Yes, sir.
So if you're looking right now, you're part of a very small number of people that are looking
right now.
Right now. if it were to drop a half a point or a full point, you're going to find that there's people at every corner looking to buy homes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to run into. And as the rates go down, the demand is still there.
Right.
The ability isn't necessarily there.
Yep.
But the demand is there. So as they as the rates come down and more people can afford homes that they want, then they're going to get more competition. And then what happens then is the prices go up.
Right.
And so it's if you're looking and you can do it, you're not marrying the interest rate. You're dating.
You date
the rate.
Yes.
And so if you find something that you want and you're going to be here, you're moving here, you're getting a job here, whatever the circumstance, you're getting married, you're having more babies than you thought, whatever your circumstances are, I would encourage you strongly, shop for a mortgage, go to the local banks, local banks, more important now than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't want to get towards closing and then go, yeah, now we changed our mind.
Right.
And it happens.
Oh, yes.
It happens.
Yep.
Because they don't care.
No.
They're in Philadelphia. They don't care about what
happened.
Mountain what? Where are you at?
Yes. Bank of Lodi is not going to be happy carrying a loan here in Mountain Home.
No, and that's the other part of it. If you've been banking out of state, now you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get a local banker here because a lot of times banks won't write loans across state lines unless they have a branch here because they know you're a good person. I know you're a good person. The underwriters, not so much.
Yep.
And they don't want to be a landlord, especially they don't like to be landlords at all.
Right.
But they really don't want to be a landlord in another state.
Mm-hmm.
So local banks, local mortgage company, Chris Nassari does a great job. You can find people that we can help you find people that will meet your needs because there's Arvis has got programs that are different than NAEC.
Right.
I mean, they're all different.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they do that part. I think that's partly on purpose. It's just the way their underwriters are and the way they view things. So they might be more likely to take a chance than somebody who's buying a mobile because they've had that in their past.
Yes.
And they go, yeah, okay, well, we know these are okay.
Right.
And other banks may be like, yeah, we don't want to get involved in that.
Exactly.
The land's got to be worth this much. They just a lot of things go into them deciding what they're going to finance. And that's what it is. The bank's buying the home.
Yep. We talk about the three P's, price point, presentation, and pre-approval. And that's where pre-approval right now is huge. And not just here, but everywhere you're going. We want to have those notes saying, yes, I can afford the cost of this house.
Exactly. Especially with, like I said, with the rates being what they are. Home that you could have afforded a year ago, you can't afford now.
Right.
Unless you've taken a big raise because a percent, you don't think it's a percent.
Yeah,
it adds up really, really quick.
Yep.
Because everything else has gone up as well.
Yes, sir.
So we do our best to make sure that everybody's where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
That we've got bankers that we know that are going to do a good job. I know what you do. I know what this banker does.
Right.
Go see this guy.
Yes.
And there's no transactional thing here at all. It's a matter of being able to service a client and make sure that they're able to perform the way they want to perform.
Yes. Yep.
That's the whole thing.
Well, it's one thing to know the entire process. One thing I love about you is I got a guy. You may not know all the answers, but you have people throughout the process. Through your 20 years of experience, you understand, hey, we've got problem A, and this guy is a perfect person to solve that problem.
Exactly. And this guy's the guy who can keep us from getting to that problem.
Right.
Those are the kind of things that we do to make this go smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some big deals over the past couple of years, and they've all gotten to where we wanted them to be, and everybody's happy. Everybody shakes hands at the end of the day, go out for dinner, whatever. You look back at those and you go, great job, honey.
And
great job, Sam, or great job, Darlene, April, Reese, whatever the case may be.
And then when you're sitting down in Colton's and those folks walk through the door, you don't have to worry about hiding behind the menu to wait for them to walk on past.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've had our customer service speaks for itself. I mean, over 500 different positive reviews, I think speaks pretty loudly for what we can do.
Five-star reviews are rare in the real estate world, and 500 of them really speaks to the work you guys have done behind the scenes.
And that's coming through. That's not coming from us.
No.
Those are being filed by Century 21. So right. people are taking the time. One, it's hard enough to get somebody to take the time to fill them out.
Well, Bob, you may run that surf of the internet. How many times do you fill out the little surveys you get on the internet?
Yeah,
yeah, you know, right. exactly. So getting 500 people just to respond.
Especially for a positive thing.
Yes.
It's easy to get them to complain.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the phone with an insurance company yesterday with my trying to get my mom's stuff straightened out.
Yep.
And I was not as polite as I could have been after a half hour on hold.
Yep, yep.
So it's a lot easier to say when they say, would you like to stand by for a little survey? Yeah, I'll be here.
Yep.
So it's easy to do that. It's more difficult to get people to say, you know, afterwards mm-hmm. to say, look, would you take the time to fill this out?
Well, and it's not something that's happening at closing either. These things are not sent out.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a couple days, a week. Or so like afterwards, so you want to... We make a good enough impression mm-hmm. that they're willing to do that.
Yes. Your crew is trained. You've got an entire team assembled to help out folks in different areas for different times of their lives. You and Sam are military relocation specialists.
Yes,
I know that April, I shouldn't say specializes in, she's really great at handling first-time homebuyers. You've got Darlene, also great at first-time homebuyers. She's also licensed in Missouri. You've assembled a team like Reese Tubbs down in the southern part of our listening area. This team handles everything together. You guys work seamlessly to get these purchases made.
It does. And we're there to help each other out. Somebody's mm-hmm. got grandkids coming in or something
yep.
unexpectedly and can't do it. Well, we can shuffle each other around and we can fill those things. It all goes seamlessly.
Yep.
Everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's, it's just what we do.
Yes.
And it's worked very, very well. We've helped a lot of people and we appreciate the people that have come to us over the years and the people from this station over the years that have yep. been listening and come back. And it means more to me than you realize. It really, really does. I got like 15 years of doing this here, and we got coming into Turkey Trot?
6 years back.
Yeah.
Yeah, six years.
Exactly.
Yeah, 6 years, 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, so highs and lows and everything in between,
yep.
and it's been good for me. Mm. We've helped a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And we've helped people in other things besides real estate, that people that call and say, hey, I heard you, but I know that you also might know, because you got a guy, might be able to help me with this or that
yep.
issue. And from the guests that have been here, whether it's hooking somebody up with Holly or the sheriff, the mayor, the
right.
judge, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, that's really been probably the bigger highlight of things is being able to help people get things done.
Being a facilitator is a pleasure in and of itself when everything all comes
yes,
together.
Sir.
So,
yes,
it is officially time for This Week in Real Estate. Bob Zadora, the Z Team of Century 21, Lee Mack Realty, should have all the latest facts and figures right at his fingertips. There it is back on the screen.
I don't know where that went. This Week in Real Estate, there were 36 new listings came on the market. 3 commercial properties, 7 parcels of land, 26 homes came on the market. They range in price from $99,000 to $488,000. 2 of them are taking backups. Last week it was like 1. So we'll see how this goes going forward. We're not getting like where it's 5, 6, 7
right.
taking backups.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised
by the market's kind of, the market is softening up a mm-hmm. little bit. There were 30, come on, really? There were 33 sales, 1 commercial property, 8 parcels of land, 24 homes sold. They ranged in price from $59,000 to $435,000. Average sale price this week was $195,000 with
technology
is just, boy, it's just burping all over itself here with 81 days on market. There were 13 properties expired, 37 had price changes. There's 45 real estate residential properties waiting to mm-hmm. close. Currently, there's 270 homes on the MLS.
Picked up a couple.
So I picked up a couple more, yes, sir. Year-to-date comparisons for 2023, there's been 793 homes have sold for $181 million. The average sale price this year is $228,000 with 87 days on market. Last year, there had been 912 homes that sold mm-hmm. for $200 million.
Wow.
The average sale price last year was $220,000 with 81 days on market. To have that many more homes and still have a $220,000
yeah.
average sale price, that's mm-hmm. a pretty big number. For 2021, there had been 944 sales, mm-hmm. Average sale price of $189,000. So you can tell it's a farewell. In 2021, there have been 944 sales with an average sale price of $198,000. 2020, there had been 885 sales with the average sale price of $165,000. And in 2019, pre-COVID, there had been 837 sales with $148,000. So you can see we went from $148,000 to $228,000.
Yeah.
Big jump in the market.
Yes, sir.
And it's supply and demand, and that's what's keeping the prices up. But people are, they're not just spending money to spend money.
And right.
In 20 and 21, they didn't care.
No.
Just get it out in front of me.
Yep.
People were buying stuff sight unseen, didn't care about inspections, didn't care because the demand was so great and there were so few houses that came that were on. Everything got bought up.
Yep.
Guys that had like rental properties, people had 10, 12 rental, little rent houses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they sold all of those.
Yep.
Because they're like, you're going to give me how much for this?
Yes, sir.
Done.
Yep.
And there was a number of those that came through, and that's where those numbers came from. Because there wasn't any new construction going on during COVID. There was nothing. So market is still moving forward.
Yep.
If you have a question, a comment, suggestion, give us a call. Call Linda, 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiredtoarkansas.net. All the MLS is on there. It's all current. It changes every 15 minutes. If something goes in, boom, it's on there.
Right.
And when something goes under contract or is sold, it comes off of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Zillow or Trulia or any of these other clickbait places. Realtors also another good source.
Okay.
Retiredarkansas.net is there. And that's why we're there. And take a look at the cameras.
Yes.
There's a bunch of information, different things that are going on. Those are always there.
Yep.
And see what we can do to help you and help you to find the right home for the right time of your life.
Yep. Stop on by, check it out. If you're wondering what the weather is like at any point in time, just check out the webcams. It'll show you a beautiful view there of the White River.
True.
All right. That music playing in my ears means I'm supposed to be going to break right now. So I'm going to tell our listeners that you are listening to The Morning Show this morning. And we are brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. If you've got Medicare questions, they've got all the answers that you need. But you need to give them a call, 1-800-224-6330. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. It is time for our bottom of the hour break. We're going to go ahead and take this quick little visit with our sponsors. Bob and I'll be back with more here right after this.